Hi, my name is Jolene Ong, and the video that I watched was investigating the rocks. So the role of the teachers that I've observed in the video was that one of them was always conducting the lesson and engaging the children, while the other is always supporting, and there will always be just that one teacher who will be doing the questioning of the to the children. And the use of question that the questions that they use were more of open-ended questions. For example, they will ask the children what kind of things they can find inside the rocks. And they actually use some graphic organizer. They will actually write on the piece of paper, the mahjong paper, and they will write, example, what are the tools that can be used, and then what they can find inside the rock. And then the teacher will write down a list of things that the children suggested. And the process skills that were involved in the videos was that I've observed the children used observation skills and predicting skills as well, and also they also had comparing skills because they were and then there was the time that were given for the children. They didn't list down the time, but from the video we could tell that they actually spent a lot of time investigating what they can find inside the rock, what kind of tools to use. And then when they had activity outside where they contacted the community to whether or not they can use a big rock just for the children to paint. They actually spent a lot of time just for the children to plan what they want to paint on the rock. And then they also had in between the process, they had the children, some of the children wanted some colors that weren't given. So the teacher actually had time to spend some time to actually ask them what kind of colors they can use to make that color that they want. Yeah, and the space, as well as the space, actually they went out of the classroom. In the classroom, they did most of the investigating and a lot of exploring. They go out of the classroom and they will go for a walk to the stream, and then they also conducted one of the activity outside, which is painting the rock. And then the materials and resources, I've observed that there was quite a big variation of materials and resources given. There were natural resources, of course, which is the rocks that they picked from the streams. And then the materials used were mostly like pen and paper for the children to sketch out what they want to draw on the rock, and then as well as paint. And then they even had tools for the children to crack the rock open. Yeah, the different tools. And they use the representation that were used to demonstrate children's understanding were more of drawing. And then for there were also writing, but the teacher was the one who was writing down the suggestions given by the children. So one key learning point after watching the video is that I believe that even though topics such as rock, it may seem quite boring, but actually we can learn to expand on that topic by, you know, bringing children out to let them explore, like example, let them be the one who gives us a suggestion on how we can expand this topic, such as when they were at the stream, the children, they were able to, you know, say that, oh, this rock is big, so what kind of sound would it make? Like, and then when they picked up a big rock, and then they found like smaller rocks under, and then they were able to, you know, like talk about it. And I think one question that I would want to know about inquiry based learning is that I think learning how to ask questions to bring children's understanding to another level.